on 7HOFM, in the front row with Beau.
The Outpost hit screens this week, starring Scott Eastwood, Orlando Bloom and Caleb Landry-Jones, so I went to check it out. This is a war film based on a true story and takes us to the Afghanistan War and at an outpost that was established at the bottom of a valley with the plan to help Afghani people and in turn suppress the Taliban as non-violently as possible. However, with the Taliban so active in the area, they eventually face an army in a fortress that was essentially indefensible.
Our job is to separate the Taliban the ordinary people. We're gonna win by getting their hearts and minds.
We want their hearts and minds, and they want our blood and guts.
Sorry, pal. That's life at Camp Keating.
The Taliban are here! Armies are coming!
It's the big one. Saddle up!
Everybody fall back. Enemy in the wire.
We need to retake this camp.
This is yet another war film that doesn't waste time. It throws you straight into the outpost, much like the soldiers, somewhat unprepared and surprised at what you face, knowing that bad things are going to happen. If you're quite familiar with Clint Eastwood, you'll pick his son from a mile off, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. In fact, the only issue I actually had with this film was Orlando Bloom's accent. Doesn't quite cut the mustard, but thankfully, that doesn't really affect the movie. The cast does a great job here, and it's held together by Caleb Landry-Jones and his emotional range. It's well directed and it really gives you a sense of how pinned down you'd feel if you were in a situation as these unfortunate souls were.
We don't have any air support, the manpower.
Our men are trapped up there.
As it's based on a true story, it does hit home. And don't be surprised if you do get emotional towards the film's end as it wraps up.
You're not gonna die, okay?
RPG!
War movie fans, I think, are gonna love this. And on the whole, most audiences will find that it hits a home run. However, if you don't like war movies, this is definitely not for you. While it may not be the greatest war film of all time, it's certainly worth your time. And it doesn't glorify nor condemn war in this case. It rather just illustrates this particular battle. For me, it's 7.5 Jaffers. Take a chance on this, and you might be pleasantly surprised with The Outpost.
We're taking this bitch back.